From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media, the Hudson City Planning Board voted this week 5-1 for conditional approval of A. Colarusso and Sons' application for a conditional use permit to build a paved two-lane road through South Bay. That was a victory for the company and for advocates of safe roads as it takes many trucks off Hudson City streets, but a loss for environmentalists who did not want a road built through the wetlands. Hudson 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman said, and I quote, "Many of the trucks pass by the neighborhoods of the elderly and low-income folks on the north side of the city, and they've paid a high price. That's one issue that is the most important. The other issue is that the infrastructure takes a beating from the trucks. It's a long time coming, and we're happy about the outcome," end quote. The story does not quote anyone who was opposed to the Hall Road. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maeve Lampman reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Greenville mental health advocates are addressing mental health issues at Greenville High School. Former member Olivia Russo said, and I quote, "The group is not very structured like other groups and is more student-run," end quote. Greenville school psychologist Samantha Zimmerman leads the group that tries to raise awareness about mental health issues and teaches students coping skills. The group also advocates for students about mental health issues with state legislators. Zimmerman said, and I quote, "The goal for the group is to create a stronger community at Greenville High School. One that supports mental health and really embodies our vision of a place where everyone learns, teaches, and belongs," end quote. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that local villages and towns aren't building affordable housing, but many are addressing the housing crisis in other ways. The village of Philmont, for instance, has just been awarded $50,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to assess housing needs. Unnamed officials in the story say, and I quote, "The project will involve collecting and analyzing data, which will help the village identify priorities and effective litigation-proof policies to protect and provide high-quality, affordable, and workforce housing. They will work with the analysts to address the most pressing needs of low-income residents and develop a concrete action plan for meeting those needs," end quote. Village trustee Deborah Gitterman said, and I quote, "The village of Philmont wants to develop slowly without displacing community members. We're grateful to HUD for this opportunity to conduct a much-needed housing study, identify housing gaps and opportunities, and develop a policy framework to guide future housing development to achieve that goal. Already, we're getting reports of significant rent increases leading to potential displacement," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.